My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
To talk about the Chicago Bears, their second preseason game of the year has just gone final.
Bears win.
Bears win. Bears 33 and the Bills 6, if you care about the score of a preseason game. Yeah, the Bears win. It's a W. Ian Wheeler had a couple of touchdowns.
The Bears.
Valus Jones Jr. had a TD. Yes, he did. He was a running back a lot today. I've got a lot to discuss when it comes to Valus Jones Jr. We'll get into that on this program. Micah Baskerville, who now in his second year with the Bears, who got some sniffs on special teams last year in the real stuff, but had a good preseason last year. And Micah Baskerville went out and got himself a pick six. What do you go? 63 yards. On that pick six, so that was nice to see. So it's all sometimes it's like a high school sport when we cover the preseason. I'm like, congratulations to Micah Baskerville. Congratulations to Ian Wheeler. Guys that you probably won't see a lot of during the regular season. But I don't know. You know, you guy like Baskerville, man. I mean, he does nothing but comport himself well when getting the opportunities. Welcome in to this Bears postgame show. I am Mark Grody. I get to be with you up until the start of the Cubs game. Cubs-White Sox game 2, 5:40 will be the pregame. So I'm going straight through up until then. Very entertaining Cubs-White Sox game last night with the Cubs winning by one run, 7-6. So always something with the Cubs and Sox. But we are here to talk Bears, and the phone lines are open. Tyler Buterbaugh has cleared them. He is here, executively producing the show. Robbie the Tree Triano is in the back, being a tree, because that's what he does. 312-644-6767 to call or to text. And really, I mean, I love the preseason because of its randomness, because of its Ian Wheeler-ness. So anything you want to talk about from this preseason contest is open game for you at 312-644-6767. But really, really, I want to know what you thought seeing Caleb Williams quarterback the Chicago Bears, because this is the first time that most of you have gotten to see him actually throwing the football around in a game setting with the Chicago Bears. I have had the benefit of seeing him in training camp, obviously, every single practice I've watched of Caleb Williams's, but my first experience, too, seeing Caleb Williams, a quarterback for a professional team, happens to be the Chicago Bears, and it went down today, and guess what? My eyes, and I want to hear what you guys think, too, 312-644-6767, Caleb Williams was good today. He was good. 4 of 7, 95 yards. He also ran it one time for 13 yards. And just if you are tracking these types of things, just to know what he did out here today and to know how they are utilizing him, for Caleb Williams today, 2 drives, 18 plays. I'm going to get into some of the specifics of it and the plays that he made and what impressed me. And there were a couple of plays that we got to talk about that weren't as good as well. So I'm going to break it all down with what Caleb Williams did. But he actually, this is from watching Caleb Williams, like I said, every single practice, this was as good as I have seen him look, quite frankly. And he's had some really nice throws in camp. He's had some nice moments, but when we see in the real game settings, in the practices that I've seen, in 11 on 11, and you know the two-minute stuff at the end, which is always a big deal in practices, haven't seen him put together many consecutive good plays or productive plays. And but we saw that. We saw that in this game. And just going through some of what I saw that I was very impressed by was on that very first drive, he converts the 3rd and 13 to DJ Moore. I mean, I think he just got it past the sticks for 14 yards. And then maybe like the quintessential play for Caleb Williams, and maybe that's dramatic and maybe it's a little bit off, but when he made that little play, when he was under pressure and the little flip to DeAndre Swift, who takes it 42 yards. I mean, that was Caleb Williams. You know, that was part of his repertoire, to have grace under pressure and then the presence of mind to little sidearm, little shovel to DeAndre Swift. And how about that too? How about DeAndre Swift? Do you see the difference? Do you see? Yes. There was the difference. Like when he catches that ball and then takes it 42 yards, man, I mean, it's such a difference in terms of the speed and the twitch availability that exists with him, the twitchiness. Like you just saw it all in one play right there. And hey, man, I think Khalil Herbert is also a decent running back. Jury's still out on Roschon Johnson and anybody that plays running back for the Bears, but you saw the difference with DeAndre Swift. And Swift is no superstar or anything like that, but he's just better than the running backs that you have seen over the last couple of years. Somebody asked me the other day a great question on Training Camp Live. Who's better, DeAndre Swift or David Montgomery? And I'd stop for a second. And I would say, by an eyelash, maybe Montgomery, just because he is complete as a back, and he was really good when he was with the Bears, but I think DeAndre Swift can definitely overtake that. But that popped out too, like just seeing Swift and seeing the difference, and he has been very much present during this camp. So
he's a guy you really like to like.
Yeah, you like to like a guy like that. There's a lot of guys you like to like on this Bears team. That first drive resulted in a field goal. The second drive for Caleb Williams, which was where they were deep in their own end. I think they started their drive from their own 4, and Jim Miller kept calling it a coming out drive. Coming out drive is what they call that when you're deep in your own end zone, and they really enjoyed saying that. So he was backed up, and it got to the point where it was a 3rd and 6. Caleb throws to Roma Dunze at the sticks, and an illegal contact is called on that particular play. I thought on that play they were going to call an offensive pass interference on Roma Dunze, because I thought Roma Dunze bailed out Caleb Williams on that play. He was a little bit, I thought, like, if we're going to just be very critical, I thought on that play, Caleb Williams was a tick slow, should have gotten rid of the ball a little bit faster on that play. But it ended up being a nothing because of the penalty. The next play, though, the very next play, bootleg right, 25 yards down the field to Cole Kmet, which was fantastic. I haven't seen a lot of that during training camp. So in terms of the usage of the tight ends in general, so it was good to see that page returning to the playbook as well. So those are the things that I saw from, well, a couple other things from Caleb before I wrap it up here and take some calls. The 3rd and 9, he runs. Hey, he can run too. Had that slide for the first down, and I'm immediately thinking, I don't know. I was being very critical watching him slide on that play, and maybe in part it's because of Hard Knocks where they busted out the slip and slide because they were trying to teach Caleb how to better slide. I don't know if that was a particular – I thought he slid a little bit late and a little bit awkwardly, but since it's the preseason
– the form looked good.
Do you think it was okay?
It was a pretty good,
I don't know,
slip and slide form slide.
No, I'm not talking about the slip and slide. I'm talking about the slide he did today.
I think he carried it through from the slip and slide to today's game. It looked pretty good.
Okay. Maybe I was projecting. You know, maybe I was like, I'm going to need to be critical about this slide. I need to see it again. I got to tell you, I was watching the game in our boss's office because he's got a nice little setup in there. And I could, you know, have a little privacy and watch the game and not be bothered because, you know, Bears. But for some reason, you can't pause and rewind on that television. And I don't know that I've been in a scenario in life for the last decade where I can't pause. It's such an essential part of life. I never realized that until you can't pause and rewind on a television. Yes, that's where we are in terms of what we feel entitled to as Americans.
That it's a beautiful thing.
I felt naked without the ability to pause and rewind. So there's a lot of things I can't clarify from the game today because I couldn't rewatch the video. But Caleb Williams was good today, and it was good to see. And I thought it was maybe the best that I've seen of Caleb Williams. And I'll give the disclaimer now for all of us. And I promise I'll try not to say it again. Small sample size. It is a small sample size. I see Velus Jones Jr. being interviewed right now. I have a lot to say about the day for Velus Jones Jr. But I do want to get to some of your calls. What do you guys think of Caleb Williams? How did you feel watching him? And were you nervous? Were you nervous? Especially those Bears fans, and that probably entails most of you, who were there from day one of Mitch Trubisky, who were there from the premiere of Justin Fields, and now the debut of Caleb Williams. Maybe have you become more jaded when you watch these guys, or do you still have the same anticipation and excitement because of all that you've heard about them? 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's start with Ryan in McHenry. Hello, Ryan. You are on the score as we are talking about a Bears 33-6 preseason win.
Yeah, Caleb just looks comfortable in the pocket. He just looks, you know, poised. Like Justin always had happy feet, and Caleb just, he oozes confidence. And you just feel confident when he takes control of the snap and marches him down the field. And he just looks like an NFL caliber quarterback doing it.
Yeah. I mean, thanks for the call. Thanks for hanging in there, too. He did look very comfortable. And so far, because it's on with Shane Waldron, you know, offensive coordinators, I mean, they in this town have come close to the same level as head coaches in this town, but it really looked like they were catering it everything to Caleb Williams. Like nothing looked forced on him in that contest, like we had seen with the Matt Nagy regime mainly, where he was going to shove that playbook down Mitch Trubisky's throat, and they were going to do it his way. And, you know, Mitch Trubisky is going to have to catch up. And there was some of that, too, with Justin Fields. Like, if this guy can't be a pocket passer, going to have to adjust out of it and use this man as a weapon. But so far, the way they were using him today, Yeah, he did look comfortable. I mean, I don't know that there was a play where he didn't look comfortable. Not every play was perfect, but you know, the whole the getting in and out of the huddle and all that kind of boring stuff that they always talk about, like, yeah, that all looked pretty crisp on the day. I don't know that there was, just thinking about Caleb's day, I don't think that there was any egregious errors today. There was on his second and final drive, and it might have even been the final play for him at the look, but remember, I couldn't rewind. It was the 3rd and 9, an overthrow in the end zone to Roma Dunze at one point in time. So there was an overthrow. And he's had a decent amount of overthrows in camp as well. But, yeah, again, for the most part, good day for Caleb Williams. Let's go to Papa Bear, L.A. What's going on, Papa Bear? If I can call you PB, thanks. Bears. Bears?
Roach, what's going on?
What's up, Papa Bear?
Oh, man, just driving through Indio, California. I got to listen to the game on the radio. I want to go over a couple of things with you, Roach. First, Bears. First of all, with Caleb, listening to the radio, I really liked his decision making. It was really good, and it's what I wanted to hear, you know. That overthrow on Roma Dunze, yeah, okay, that was good. But the first two drives, that second one, I think, should have been a touchdown. If Cole Kmet had caught that pass, I believe they were near the 20 or 25. He went to Cole Kmet once, he hit him in stride, the first down, and then he goes back to him. And Cole Kmet drops it, and I think that would have ended up in a touchdown. Overall, though, I was really happy with I know you want to talk about Caleb, but as far as the whole team, though, our defense sounded really great. I mean, they couldn't run on us for nothing. What, they had like 20 attempts for 36 yards for the whole game. Our defense looked really good, and as a team, we just looked ready to play. What do you think, bro?
Yeah, man. Yeah, hey, Papa Bear, I appreciate you.
Thank you,
Gross. There he goes.
Bears.
Yo. PB. Robbie the Tree doing the bear claw in the back for Papa Bear out there in L.A. watching. You know what? Actually, I'm glad that you brought up the defense because, yeah, I'm going to get all engrossed in talking about Caleb Williams, and we should, and we will, and I'm here for the next couple of hours with you guys. But, damn, man, Austin Booker. This is what the preseason is all about. The Austin Bookers of the world, Bears' fifth-round pick, this mystery man, this guy who transferred to Kansas last year, but still, he didn't play a lot. He is like a specimen in terms of the way he looks. Like, he looks the part out there, and whoa, was he playing the part. He had a couple of tackles for loss, 2+ sacks on the day, 5 tackles, 3 quarterback hits. He was a blast to watch. I don't remember the last time I was watching a Bears game and I was anxious to see the third string defense get back on the field. Like, I was like, I don't care about Austin Reed and what's going. You know what? I don't even care about Tyson Bagent right now. More Austin Booker, please. There was a spin move in there. There was a play too where he missed going after the quarterback, but then sprints 5 yards and was in on the tackle on a gain. I think it was a net positive gain, but barely because of Booker. So Austin Booker, man, wow. He looked fantastic. More of your Bears calls are coming up. 312-644-6767. What stood out to you? I love stuff like that, like bringing up the Austin Booker. I was talking about Micah Baskerville earlier and his pick 6. He's a guy that shines in the preseason. And what did you think watching Caleb Williams? And were you nervous watching, or have you become jaded watching these young, rookie, highly drafted Bears quarterbacks? I'm Mark Grody. This is The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Off the fake, the bootleg, the fake pump, the fire downfield, and Cole Kmet hoping to hold on. And Cole Kmet with an excellent job along the sideline for a 25-yard gain, and Williams had some heat on that pass.
Came right back to the bootleg again. Now you've got the other option, and it's the deeper option. Way to square your hips, way to square your shoulders. Nice, accurate throw, able to hit the 7 route.
Let's get back to more Mark Crotty on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That play was sick on both ends, as you saw with our guy Adam Amin and Jim Miller rocking it on Fox today. Little bootleg and flings it to Cole Kmet, 25 yards down the side. Great catch by Cole Kmet as well. And that was, again, that was right after the third and six where the Bears got the benefit of a penalty. And I don't know that they deserved it necessarily. I thought they were going to call the offensive pass interference on Roma Dunze on that play. And I thought Caleb was a little bit slow to get it out. But that's great, man, where there's a play that is not great. And then the next play is just kind of eye-popping and fantastic. And that, again, I'm glad that you guys are, some of you are getting to see some of what I've been seeing in camp and some of these moments where, you know, look, he 18 plays, so you didn't get to see a ton. There wasn't room for him to make, you know, potentially more errors and even more good plays. But I'm glad you got to see some of the stuff that can be eye-popping from Caleb Williams. You're like, oh, okay. You're about to get sacked. No, you're just going to shuffle that little pass there to DeAndre Swift, and he's going to take it 45-plus yards. Yeah. That's pretty good by him. I'm Mark Rohde, 312-644-6767, talking about the Bears and their win, 33-6 over the Buffalo Bills. Running back Ian Wheeler had a couple of TDs. Micah Baskerville, the pick six. Velus Jones Jr. had a touchdown today. The day for Velus Jones Jr. was 6 carries, 34 yards. He did have a touchdown. And I think that this day for Velus is a perfect example of what I've been talking about with Velus Jones Jr. If you're going to use him, don't overuse him. be intermittent with Velus Jones Jr. because you'll see some good, but you'll see some bad as well. And ultimately, do you trust him in tense situations on the field? As in some examples of the game today, the first play, the pitch to Velus Jones Jr., he dropped it. There was a pitch to him. Now, there was a penalty called on the Bills on that player. Was it the Bears? But nonetheless, he was bailed out of us having to talk about a fumble right there. Other good stuff, a nice 5-yard inside run. Like, I feel like I know Velus Jones. If he is going to get good at running back, he probably will get good at running to the outside. But to see him on the inside and have a nice, powerful run, that was cool. He did have a short touchdown run. Fantastic. But then he fumbled another pitch that was a live play that he goes, you know, falls on, and there's nobody coming after him, and he's kind of just laying there. Then he finally gets up. And then on kick return, he muffs a kick. Now, he did it, fumbled it, got it back. Ultimately, no harm, no foul. But we've just seen too much of this stuff. Oh, he did have a 20-yard run, too. So, like, you put together the chart for Velus Jones Jr., it's like you see good, fun, neat things out of him, but then you see the other stuff too, and it's not to pick on him. It's because he has set a precedent of sloppy moments during real games, and now it's happening even in the preseason where the mistakes he makes, they stand out more than the plays he makes at this point, because the mistakes that he has made is what has stopped Velus Jones Jr. from being a regular contributor on the Bears offense in the 2+ years that he has been with the Chicago Bears right now. So ultimately, I don't think you're going to see Velus Jones Jr. as a running back a ton for the Bears, but it is certainly, you know, this is a perfect time to talk about such things during the preseason, especially with just 2 preseason games down and, 28 days before anything real actually happens. Steve has been very patient in Elmwood Park, and he is now on the score. What's going on, Steve? You are on with Mark Grody. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Grody?
What's up, man? Thanks for waiting. I appreciate your patience, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. Love hearing you. I think you do an awesome job. That's probably my first comment that I should make.
Thank you.
Love hearing you.
Wow. Thank you.
Long-time listener of the store. But at the same time, watching Caleb Williams today, so about 2 years back when I was watching Justin Fields, I was like, this guy just doesn't get it. He doesn't know what to do in the pocket. Today, when I was watching Caleb Williams, I was like, this guy gets it. And then aside from that, the defense looks good. I'm excited for the season. I would love to say Super Bowl, but at the same time, I don't expect anything less than playoffs from this team. Caleb Williams looks really good, and I think he understands what to do. Even today, like in the first quarter, like the second possession, sliding up into the pocket, breaking down to the cover 2 defense, and just running up the middle of the field, running for 12 yards and sliding, he got it. He knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's an intelligent quarterback, probably much better than Justin Fields would be able to do. I was skeptical about letting go of Justin Fields.
Okay.
I don't know about Caleb Williams. I don't know. But after watching today, they made the right choice.
Steve, it's a great call, man. And again, thanks for waiting. Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. And it's interesting that's what you took away from seeing Justin Fields, that he gets it, that there is a posture, there is a swagger about Caleb Williams. And I think that really just that the little flip play to DeAndre Swift was most closely related to that moment. And I don't want to overdo it, because
the comparison to Justin Fields. That's, you know, that's fair. Hey, I brought up his name twice already previous to this. It's fair. It's fair. We can't pretend like Justin Fields wasn't here, that Mitchell Trubisky wasn't here. Of course, we are going to comp this quarterback's development to theirs. It's open game. Justin Fields, I thought, actually looked good early as well. Not when it came to the games necessarily, but in the training camp. I remember being like, oh, and look, there's a certain amount of projection that goes on too. You're dealing with Andy Dalton, and then, oh, they're going to put the kid in with the first stringers, and oh, yeah, now. And he was, like, connecting deep and impressing me and others, like, oh, wow. Like, saying similar things that we say now about Caleb, like, well, there you start, you see it. Mostly with Justin Fields, it was, like, some of the bombs that he was throwing in camp. But, I had to caution myself, knowing that, early on, Justin Fields looked good in his career. Guess who looked really good early in his preseason life was Mitch Trubisky. When he was a rookie with the Bears, he looked really good. He looked really good. And I was like, oh, man, there might be something here. Wow, you know, for preseason. So you got to, you know, there are many cautionary tales that I know that you Bears fans have been through. And I have been through as well. 312-644-6767. Tyson Bagent looked good. Look, there's another guy, too, who we haven't talked about, or I haven't talked about as much in my regular Bears reports. We have talked about him. But Tyson Bagent has had a good camp. And he is, today, I thought, man, he used two tight ends really well today. Hell of a throw to Steven Carlson. Carlson. He also had a sweet pass to old Tommy Sweeney. So he looks good. And I think, like I've been saying about Tyson Bagent, he's in great shape in his NFL life because he is the backup quarterback for the Chicago Bears. I mean, I know he has looked fine and he's got a little bit more experience, barely, but or does he at this point? But I think that Tyson Bagent is the number two quarterback for this Bears team, for sure. Yeah. 312-644-6767. I like this text. 802. I don't always have patience for watching fourth stringers and guys trying to make the team, but I am enjoying this year. Yeah, and I think that, in fact, I mean, a lot of that centers on Austin Booker. I mean, Austin Booker today, again, had 2.5 sacks, couple tackles for loss, five tackles today, 3 quarterback hits. He was everywhere. And if you can start to take care of that problem, then I think that you are in good shape for sure. Coming up here, more of your calls at 312-644-6767. Later on, too, we are going to talk to Josh Schrock, Bears insider for NBC Sport Chicago. He is there. He is at the game. And I know there's post game going on right now. Hopefully we'll hear from Caleb Williams as well. Looks like he's at the podium right now. So we're going to bring it all to you. We're talking Bears and a preseason win over the Bills 33-6 right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Good protection against the light rush. Money to the 40-yard line right near the sticks for DJ Moore. The officials haven't just passed it, and it's good enough for a first down. They convert third and long on Williams' first pass.
Nice patience in the pocket. Trust in his protection. And look at DJ Moore. This guy has been phenomenal. How about the season last year that he had? Over 1,364 yards, 8 touchdowns. Really, it's just been a godsend for the Bears and why they gave an extension.
Man, that was a 3rd-and-13 on Caleb Williams' first NFL preseason drive. That was pretty sick to see, and just got it past the sticks, as you heard Adam Amin and Jim Miller describing on Fox 32. And yeah, it was a good day. Like, this is the best I've seen Caleb Williams look. Like, you guys all got to see it. We all saw it in real time. He's had some really good moments in training camp, but in terms of putting together consecutive plays and seeing him drive the team down the field, we haven't seen a whole lot of that.
So maybe the Bears defense is that good. Maybe the easy story of the Bears defense making the Bears offense better, maybe there is something to that. Maybe the Bears are top five. You know, I've been hard on the Bears defense. I've been saying that they're more like top 10. I don't see, you know, top five, you're starting to talk about elite. They're not elite, but I don't know. Maybe they are good. Low key, two the best plays that I saw in this game today were made by cornerbacks, and they were early on as Jalen Johnson and Jalen Jones made back-to-back pass breakups, PBUs, in the end zone. That was sick to see that, too. So we know how strong the Bears' secondary is. And quite frankly, the Bears have pretty decent depth in the secondary as well. Sometimes when you've got talented position, you pay by way of a lack of depth. But the Bears, with Jalen Jones, who was really good all day today, really good, had an injury scare at one point in time, but he was terrific. So, and he's depth. Greg Stroman Jr., who flashed last year, what was it, against Washington, has had a terrific camp. He got in there. He's been good. Josh Blackwell has been good. I mean, he's a special team standout as well. In fact, they're taking punts today. So, yeah, there's some depth, too. I didn't even mention Terrell Smith. He may be the best of the depth. I feel like he's going to get more playing time, more opportunities occasionally. So I almost look at him as quasi-starter. But no, I mean, he's part of the depth. So Bears fans, you should feel real good about the secondary. All right, Tyler, bring me Rob in North Carolina. Hello, Rob. You're on the Score.
Hey, Mark. We always enjoy hearing you on there.
Thanks.
We're all optimistic, right? I mean, we're just part of our DNA, but and it's one preseason game. But I think from the poise he seemed to show, the one throw that I think got bailed out by a penalty was the only throw that I think, and I guess he missed the one in the end zone. But I mean, we had two drops. I looked back at that third and nine. That I mean, DJ doesn't drop many, but that was a nicely thrown ball. Just the two big third down. I think he referenced one on the third and 13.
Yeah.
And then when he ran, was a really good moment. I did want to ask you, first of all, I think most Bears fans were bothered by that first series where we had two short yard runnings. And I thought it might have been a good play action there. But was Roschon Johnson not available?
He was not available today. Yeah, he's been sitting out the last few days of camp. I have no idea what the injury is, but he's been out.
Oh, okay, real quick, I saw that Jalen, you mentioned him breaking up that deal, I think, in front of Keon Coleman.
Yep.
I was surprised he was in there in the second quarter at that point. Again, I think Jalen just signed a big contract. I think he's proven his worth. But anyways, Caleb just really, obviously sky's the limit, hopefully, and appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Great call. Yeah, bringing up some of the stuff that I've been talking about. Yeah, I mean, you saw it was such a perfect preseason outing for Caleb Williams in terms of seeing what he's capable of, seeing some of the special. Like there was as our caller just mentioned, there was the running play and the subsequent slide. There was the little flip pass to DeAndre Swift. That was pretty neat to see, too. There was the 14, as you just mentioned, the 13-yard pass to DJ Moore. Maybe the best of them all was on the second drive, the under pressure, and he throws downfield to Cole Kmet on a huge connection as well. So, and then, you know, that was the, there was the bootleg right for Cole Kmet, the 25-yard play as well. But yeah, and then there was the, like when Caleb has made mistakes in camp, what I have seen more than anything, it feels like, is the overthrow. Like in terms of if he's inaccurate, it has tended to be overthrow. And you did get a little bit of that in the what turned out to probably be his last play, the third and nine overthrow to Roma Dunze in the end zone. So, yeah, I mean, it was on the overall, it was a good day. And the defense certainly deserves more credit. What do they end up with here today? I got to get my team stats page out.
think it was 8 sacks on the day, 7 or 8 sacks on the day, with Austin Booker absolutely shining. Dominique Robinson, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's up, Dominique? He had that tackle for loss on third down. I mean, that was a badass play. And everybody's forgotten about Dominique Robinson. I understand. I do. He's kind of been non-existent. You had Tremaine Edmonds. Remember, you didn't really see him much last year in the preseason or in training camp. He had the blitz and the deflection. And here's something that's been going on more, and it's preseason, and you know they're not probably not going to show too much, but there's been a decent amount of linebacker blitzes by the Bears in this training camp. A lot of them have been TJ Edwards, and a lot of them have been very successful. The Tremaine Edmonds today, the like I said, he had a successful blitz and then got his 6'5 paws up there and was able to deflect it. So I'm building up to, you know, the Bears are going to, talking about their pass rush, they're going to have to be more creative this year. And I get that the 4-3 defense doesn't call for that, doesn't call for a ton of blitzing. It calls for using the guys up front. And hopefully there will be some of that more. Jervon Dexter, maybe Zach Pickens breaks through, maybe Andrew Billings, you know, like a little bit more of that. But there could be more of that, a little more blitzing, a little bit, you know, they're showing linebacker blitz. Could there be some more safety blitzing, a little bit more aggressive? And that's something that Matt Eberflus actually started to bring last year. When he replaced Alan Williams, he became more aggressive. But does it have to go up to that next level? Or maybe Austin Booker is going to come in and have 20 sacks this year. I mean, the way he looked out there today. DeMarcus Walker also, I think, has had a really good camp as well. And, you know, stay healthy, and maybe he looks more like he did in Tennessee 2 years ago than he did with the Bears. But that just got me thinking. When I, again, seeing all these blitzes, linebacker blitzes in camp, saw it in the game, does that just foreshadow a larger sense of creativity on the defensive side of the ball? 312-644-6767. I'm Mark Grody. If you want to talk Bears, when we come back, we, I believe, are going to let you hear from Caleb Williams. Yes, we are going to play Caleb Williams' press conference from his day today, and we have Matt Eberflus. So much to come here on this Bears postgame show. Bears beat the Bills 33-6. I'm Mark Grody on the Score.
Good protection against the late rush. On the money to the 40-yard line, right near the sticks for DJ Moore. The officials have him just passed it, and it's good enough for a first down. They convert third and long on Williams' first pass.
Nice patience in the pocket. Trust in his protection. And look at DJ Moore. This guy has been phenomenal. How about the season last year that he had? Over 1,364 yards, 8 touchdowns. Really, it's just been a godsend for the Bears and why they gave an extension.
Man, that was a 3rd-and-13 on Caleb Williams' first NFL preseason drive. That was pretty sick to see, and just got it past the sticks, as you heard Adam Amin and Jim Miller describing on Fox 32. And yeah, it was a good day. Like, this is the best I've seen Caleb Williams look. Like, you guys all got to see it. We all saw it in real time. He's had some really good moments in training camp, but in terms of putting together consecutive plays and seeing him drive the team down the field, we haven't seen a whole lot of that. So maybe the Bears defense is that good. Maybe the easy story of the Bears defense making the Bears offense better, maybe there is something to that. Maybe the Bears are top five. You know, I've been hard on the Bears defense. I've been saying that they're more like top 10. I don't see, you know, top five, you're starting to talk about elite. They're not elite, but I don't know. Maybe they are good. Low key, two the best plays that I saw in this game today were made by cornerbacks, and they were early on as Jalen Johnson and Jalen Jones made back-to-back pass breakups, PBUs, in the end zone. That was sick to see that, too. So we know how strong the Bears' secondary is. And quite frankly, the Bears have pretty decent depth in the secondary as well. Sometimes when you've got talented position. You pay by way of a lack of depth. But the Bears, with Jalen Jones, who was really good all day today, really good, had an injury scare at one point in time, but he was terrific. So, and he's depth. Greg Stroman Jr., who flashed last year, what was it, against Washington, has had a terrific camp. He got in there. He's been good. Josh Blackwell has been good. I mean, he's a special team standout as well. In fact, they're taking punts today. So, yeah, there's some depth, too. I didn't even mention Terrell Smith. He may be the best of the depth. I feel like he's going to get more playing time, more opportunities occasionally. So I almost look at him as quasi-starter. But no, I mean, he's part of the depth. So Bears fans, you should feel real good about the secondary. All right, Tyler, bring me Rob in North Carolina. Hello, Rob. You're on the Score.
Hey, Mark. We always enjoy hearing you on there.
Thanks.
We're all optimistic, right? I mean, we have which is part of our DNA, but and it's one preseason game. But I think from the poise he's seemed to show, the one throw that I think got bailed out by a penalty was the only throw that I think, and I guess he missed the one in the end zone. But I mean, we had two drops. I looked back at that third and nine. That I mean, DJ doesn't drop many, but that was a nicely thrown ball. Just the two big third down. I think you referenced one on the third and 13.
Yeah.
And yep. then when he ran, was a really good moment. I did want to ask you, first of all, I think most Bears fans were bothered by that first series where we had two short yard runnings. And I thought it might've been a good play action there, but was Roschon Johnson not available?
He was not available today. Yeah. He's been sitting out the last few days of camp. I have no idea what the injury is, but he's been out.
Okay, real quick, I saw that Jalen, you mentioned him breaking up that deal, I think, in front of Keon Coleman.
Yep.
I was surprised he was in there in the second quarter at that point. Again, I think Jalen just signed a big contract. I think he's proven his worth. But anyways, Caleb just really, obviously we're sky's the limit, hopefully, and appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Great call. Yeah, bringing up some of the stuff that I've been talking about. Yeah, I mean, you saw it was such a perfect preseason outing for Caleb Williams in terms of seeing what he's capable of, seeing some of the special. Like there was as our caller just mentioned, there was the running play and the subsequent slide. There was the little flip pass to DeAndre Swift. That was pretty neat to see too. There was the 14, as you just mentioned, the 13-yard pass to DJ Moore. Maybe the best of them all was the on the second drive, the under pressure, and he throws downfield to Cole Kmet on a huge connection as well. So, and then, you know, that was the, There was the bootleg right for Cole Kmet, the 25-yard play as well. But yeah, and then there was the, like when Caleb has made mistakes in camp, what I have seen more than anything, it feels like, is the overthrow, like in terms of if he's inaccurate, it has tended to be overthrow, and you did get a little bit of that in the what turned out to probably be his last play, the third and nine overthrow to Roma Dunze in the end zone. So yeah, I mean it was on the overall it was a good day, and the defense certainly deserves more credit. What do they end up with here today? I got to get my team stats page out. I think it was 7 or 8 sacks on the day with Austin Booker absolutely shining. Dominique Robinson, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's up, Dominique? He had that tackle for loss on third down. I mean, that was a bad-ass play. And everybody's forgotten about Dominique Robinson. I understand. I do. He's kind of been non-existent. You had Tremaine Edmonds. Remember, you didn't really see him much last year in the preseason or in training camp. He had the blitz and the deflection. And here's something that's been going on more, and it's preseason, and you know they're probably not going to show too much, but there's been a decent amount of linebacker blitzes by the Bears in this training camp. A lot of them have been TJ Edwards, and a lot of them have been very successful. The Tremaine Edmonds today had the like I said, he had a successful blitz and then got his 6'5 paws up there and was able to deflect it. So I'm building up to, you know, the Bears are going to, talking about their pass rush, they're going to have to be more creative this year. And I get that the 4-3 defense doesn't call for that, doesn't call for a ton of blitzing. It calls for using the guys up front. And hopefully there will be some of that, more Jervon Dexter, maybe Zach Pickens breaks through, maybe Andrew Billings, you know, like a little bit more of that. But there could be more of that, a little more blitzing, a little bit, you know, they're showing linebacker blitz. Could there be some more safety blitzing, a little bit more aggressive? And that's something that Matt Eberflus actually started to bring last year. When he replaced Alan Williams, he became more aggressive. But does it have to go up to that next level? Or maybe Austin Booker is going to come in and have 20 sacks this year. I mean, the way he looked out there today. DeMarcus Walker also, I think, has had a really good camp as well. And, you know, stay healthy, and maybe he looks more like he did in Tennessee 2 years ago than he did with the Bears. But that just got me thinking when I, again, seeing all these blitzes, linebacker blitzes in camp, saw it in the game, is does that just foreshadow a larger sense of creativity on the defensive side of the ball? 312-644-6767. I'm Mark Grody. If you want to talk Bears, when we come back, we, I believe, are going to let you hear from Caleb Williams. Yes, we are going to play Caleb Williams' press conference from his day today, and we have Matt Eberflus. So much to come here on this Bears postgame show. Bears beat the Bills 33-6. I'm Mark Grody on the Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.